First, I want to get into this. It's Inside Sports Medicine here on Fox Sports Rapid City. It's brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, founded in 1976. That's been the expert team taking care of the weekend warrior to the elite athlete. If you want to continue your active lifestyle, don't let an injury slow you down. See the orthopedic experts. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, helping you stay in the game since 1976. Online at bhosc.com. And they also are out there taking care of our area athletes like this guy. He's an athletic trainer at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Paul Richter back on the Nate Brown Show. Paul, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. It's a busy time right now, right? So here's what we got. Summer kicks off, and boy, then there's everything still going on, from soccer to baseball to all of this off-season work that the kids do. One thing you're going to be doing, you're going to be talking to some soccer parents next week when it comes down to it. Kind of give us a sense for why you're doing that.
Well, Dave Sharp asked us to put on a little presentation that would be good for the parents of soccer players. So we just decided to choose the ACL topic just to educate parents what it is, what happens, and what's the process if your kid does have an ACL injury, and then what can we do prevention-wise to help to eliminate those.
So. Obviously, ACLs are a concern in a lot of sports, but on the soccer side, when it comes down to it, is there a way that you can kind of try and prevent injuries? I know it's hard, right? It happens, but how do you start the discussion?
Well, you start it by talking about, you know, strength and flexibility and working with the kids on agility and proper movement. We see, you know, ACLs and soccer is one of the sports that you see a lot of knee injuries or the ACL injuries in particular sports. So it's one it's there. Parents see it a lot. Kids see it. They have teammates or their kids have had one. And so you really want to try to work on the off-season workouts. There is some ACL prevention programs out there, and we have one of our athletic trainers, Lindsay, who is certified through the Cincinnati ACL prevention program, and that's one of the first ones that came out years ago. And we use that to help educate in our soccer programs and our other programs for those kids how they can at least attempt to try to help eliminate those. You're never going to eliminate ACLs altogether, but if we can cut the numbers down one or two a year, I think we're doing a good job.
Yeah, no doubt. Paul Richter, athletic trainer, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, the expert team inside sports medicine here on the Nate Brown Show. He's going to be talking to some pretty big group of parents if you want to take that in when it comes to Black Hills Rapids soccer. Why the ACL injury in soccer? I guess if I put it together, some people may be able to figure out, why is that a big sport for that?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when we look at the numbers, ACLs, the studies show about 70% of all ACL tears are non-contact. So it's that cut, pivoting of that knee, and that's what you get in soccer. And the studies also show females are more prevalent to have ACL tears. And so when you start combining those factors, soccer just ends up being one of those sports where you see the numbers up higher than other sports. So.
Yeah, really interesting, no doubt about it, when it comes down to it. As you said, you can't prevent them all. And if there is an ACL injury, is it important to recognize it right away, Paul?
Yeah, you know, you want them to make sure we catch it right away, or the coach or the parents or the athletic trainer that's out there. Because if they do tear their ACL, you don't want them back on the field, because then other stuff can happen. If they try to go back there and play with a ACL deficient knee, then you're leaving yourself up for maybe a meniscus injury or further damaging that knee that will affect you down the road in your lifetime.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I've seen it, Paul, where it's almost like some players can go back out there, or they think they can. Does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, you can, depending on the severity of the injury. And we've seen them where they've with a straight ACL tear to continue on, and then we find it later, or you know they don't swell a lot, and everyone's a little different. So you really got to be know what you're doing and be able to recognize those signs of when that knee's unstable and when it's unsafe for that athlete to return to play.
Be aware, talking ACLs, and he'll be talking to the Black Hills Rapids Soccer Club next week. Athletic trainer, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center's Paul Richter. A busy summer ahead, I'm sure. Paul, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you.
You bet. Paul Richter, athletic trainer at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, taking care of local athletes. Inside Sports Medicine, brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Again, the highly trained team is there at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, taking care of patients in the Black Hills since 1976. Find them online for more information at bhosc.com.